W4DJW Mobile.
Good morning, Dave. W2T sitting at home.
Good morning, Rusty. Good to hear from you on this rainy day out here. Better to be sitting at home than to be traveling down the road, wet road in a car, in the rain, with a gray sky. Kind of gloomy out here. Good weekend.
Just delaying it as long as I can before I go out into that nasty stuff. And I'll just to, get it so it, gets a little bit, maybe a little bit better. And all, that's just a dream,
The weather report that I saw said it's moving it in. First time I looked at it, it said it was going to be raining like this till 1 o'clock. And then the next time I saw it, it was like 12 o'clock. And then the last time I looked at it, it was like 11 o'clock. So this, if you procrastinate to at least 11 o'clock, weather conditions will be a lot better when you go outside. If you go outside. What's for lunch today, Rusty?
Yet, haven't decided yet. Getting things reoriented since I've gotten home and trying to get things done, get some errands run, get some things caught up here that didn't get done while I was gone. So, you do all the normal things you do as a homeowner and living by yourself. You make sure everything's right, but then when you get back, you just try to get everything together so you're all where you want to be. You know what I mean?
I do know exactly what you're talking about. It does require a lot of attention over a long period of time. And once you get to the end, you find yourself back at the beginning again. So it's a never-ending vicious cycle of maintenance on a house. And, long-term maintenance and short-term maintenance. Like, short-term would be filling up the cupboard with groceries every now and then.
Yesterday. But I did get a call yesterday from the guy that's going to come re-level my unit. So he's coming next either Wednesday or Thursday next week, depending upon what the weather holds like. And then once he gets done, then I can get the guy started putting the new roof on the house, and then I can go from there and see what else I need that I got the money to get done,
Well, I wish you lots of luck with that roof being put on. That's nerve-wracking. They came and did mine. I think it took them 3 days. And they were pounding hammers on that roof for 3 days straight. And I was trying to work. And it's okay as long as you're listening in a meeting. You can put earbuds in and you can hear them talking. But if you're talking on a meeting, then everybody on the meeting can hear the hammers going off in the background, and it's not very nice. But hopefully yours won't be that bad. Anyway, I hope I got mine long enough to last at least till I'm in my mid-80s and before I have to worry about it again. So hopefully that one-time effort, unless we move and buy a house that needs a new roof. W4DJW.
Well, I'll tell you what, I hope, I don't have to worry about that anytime soon. And it's supposed to be a 25-year roof that they're putting on, and that'll probably outlast me anyway, and then I won't have to worry about it anymore. But, never can tell in this day and age. You just do what you got to do and hope everything works out, and keep motoring down the road, as they say. And so where are you off to this morning?
We have to get ready to go to Raleigh, so we're eating out. Go to Raleigh and see the grandkids. So I'm picking up McAllister's before we load up and head out, waiting for the rain to break. And it looks like it might have broken. It's looking kind of nice out here. So hopefully you won't have rain to deal with when you get out on the road. W4DJW.
An iffy thing. You never can tell with the rain. So you just hope for the you do what you got to do and hope for the best, as they say. At least that's what I've been told. Anyway, well, you better be careful out there on the road. Pay attention to what you're doing, and have a safe trip to Raleigh. I've made that trip up there a time or two when we had a barbershop event up that way and when I had board meetings that were up there. So Anyway, you have a good rest of the day, and we'll talk to you later. W4DJW, W2T, 73s for now.
Well, you too. Have a good day. It's good talking to you, and appreciate your responding to my call sign out there. W2T, W4DJW. W4DJW, Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey Mobile.
Good day, KO4HK.
Morning, Patrick. I'm just out and about picking up lunch. I know it's kind of early for lunch, but we got to get on the road to head out to Raleigh. So we're knocking out stuff early this morning, just playing on Echolink because I'm in her car, not in my car, and hers on the radio. Anyway, how you doing this Saturday morning? KO4HKX, W4DJW.
Waiting for it to thaw out a little bit up here, and then my wife and I are going to venture out over the Ag Center, I believe.
Okay, what's interesting at the Ag Center? Is that like is that where you buy and sell? Is that like a farmer's market, only up class? Tell me about an Ag Center. I don't think I've ever been to one.
North Carolina Ag Center, they just hold events over there. Rodeos, motorcycle races. This weekend happens to be the gun show, so I'm gonna go over to it this morning. After it thaws out a little bit.
Thought it'd be fun. Last gun show I went to was over at the Palmetto Expo Center. They call it something different now, but that's what it used to be called. That's the only name I know it as. And it was enormous. I think it was mixed in with a boat show, like boats and campers on one side and gun show on the other side. Anyway, you got to take a lot of money with you when you go to one of those things, or you're just going to be disappointed.
Yeah, you can spend a lot of money, that's for sure, on either one of those. And I'm just going to look and get out of the house. Not planning on spending any money.
I probably need to do an upgrade. I need to go to the shooting range, too, a lot more than I do. I don't know how often you go, but I really need to find one that's convenient that'll get me out of my chair. Because, you know, it's like anything else. The less you use it, the more you lose it.
I try to go as often as I can.
Well, let's see what else. Did I hear you coming back from Lawrence yesterday? Did you make a trip down there to Michelin?
Yes. I went to Michelin yesterday morning. It's the first Friday in a month. So generally go down there. Had a good visit. Pretty much just a quiet trip down and back. So that's a good thing.
DJ Devin, well, I heard a long time ago, it's been a while, I don't know who you talk to when you're down there, but they're manufacturing, at least the kind that I used to do, mold manufacturing, where they build the mold to cure the tires in, had moved out of Donaldson Center and Spartanburg plants. That's where the two major plants were. They had all the mills and lathes and CNC machines that they shut all of that down. I just wondered, where'd they move it to? Because, you know, they still got to be making that kind of stuff. You ever talk to anybody that knows anything about that stuff?
No, I can't say that I do. Most of the stuff they do down there is some engineering. They have a couple of the engineers down there, so they may do some of it there. There's so many buildings down there that I don't know what all goes on.
So one of the things that the test car drivers down there could do is the guys at MARC, M-A-R-C, which is at Donaldson Center, Michelin America Research Corporation, M-A-R-C, one of those things the architects for the tire could do, well, they would put the cordones, that's the big four canyons inside the tire that go around the circumference of the tire. They can move those things around, and it would change how the tire made noise or how it gripped in the snow and ice or water or on dry road. The test car drivers down there could tune it for the architects. So the architects would say, what do I need to get that vibration out? And he said, you need the second cordone to move over 3 millimeters. I mean, I'm telling you, those guys were good. Those S-car drivers. And architects go back and do that, and they come back and be as quiet as a mouse. It was cool watching those people work. That's art and science mixed like a well-oiled machine.
I find it interesting to watch anybody work at the top of their game. It's just fascinating how they can do different things and manipulate art and science is basically what that is.
Found is I could do the, you know, figure it out mathematically, figure out the geometry, but the harmonics that would create and how that harmonic would combine with the harmonic side of it and one on the other side of that, that's years and years of experience. Those test car drivers, years and years of experience in studying the tires and understanding what it sounds like when it's on the road, and then being able to communicate that to the architects who change the architecture, and that goes to the designer who uses that architecture to develop a design, and then that goes to the engineer who implements the design, and just one thing after another, and it all comes to fruition. It was like magic happening in front of you. Anyway, Patrick, I'm at home. We're going to have to eat lunch and pack up and get out of here. Anyway, good talking to you. I hope you enjoyed the Ag Center today. KO4HKX, W4DJW.
W4DJW, I hope y'all have a safe trip up to Raleigh where you're heading up there. Enjoy your time and look forward to talking to you on down the log. KO4HKX, clear, 73.